The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:55pm with Mick Norton, Rory Delaghi and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's Brighton, Hamilton and Leicester on Thursday afternoon, Doncaster and Epsom in the evening domestically, and we also have Irish Racing from Leopardstown as well, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
A very good afternoon to you, John Boy Walton. Yeah, very well indeed. Enjoying the sunshine. And I've certainly enjoyed the July meeting at Newmarket last week. Some real excellent racing, but I'm afraid the fair on Thursday, the 17th of July, not quite what we had last week.
No, it's not quite as good as the July meeting, but still winners to be found. We'll move on to that pretty shortly, but quite a few things to talk about in the news to start with, Pimmy. And we'll start with Godolphin. They're going to have a full-time operation in Australia. And I suppose it's probably the last big country of racing that they haven't really got a base in, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's come as a surprise to anybody that they've announced this today. Obviously, you know, Australia is one of the three countries that's still thriving with the racing, if you know what I mean. Mm. So, and again, I presume they'll have a lot of stallions out there as well. So, yeah, I can think that it's only a good thing for the boys in blue. I think they've appointed John O'Shea as the trainer out there, so that's interesting. And it's a shame about the colours, because I love those old Sheikh Mohammed colours of the maroon and the white, and I don't think they're going to be carried down there, are they?
No, they're going to change to the Godolphin blue. So that's one change. All of John O'Shea's horses will wear those colours. But they already had the Dali operation over there anyway. It's just strengthening that, I suppose, isn't it?
I would have thought so. And it's just another little piece in the jigsaw for them, isn't it?
Yes.
But again, you know, it's not all about Dali now, is it?
No, there's plenty of powerful owners now, isn't there?
Plenty of superpowers, yeah. Which is really healthy for the sport. Unless you're a middle-of-the-road trainer trying to buy something at a horses in training sale.
Yeah.
It must be an absolute nightmare at the moment. Certainly looking at, again, the results from the Newmarket sales last week, very, very difficult for the English trainers to buy because there was so much foreign competition.
Yeah, there's some big money banded around at the moment, isn't there?
Oh, serious though.
Yeah.
Shame it's not coming our way.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on from that, and we'll move on to some of the racing a bit closer to hand. We've got some good racing coming up this weekend, including the Irish Oaks and Epsom Oaks winner Tegruda. It's no real surprise to see her odds on in the market for the Irish version. She was so impressive at Epsom. Pimmy, do you see her backing up here?
Oh, yeah, she was very, very impressive as well, that's for sure. And I think the big thing that's about this filly is that the connections are just absolutely bullish about her, saying she's not missed a beat, she's improved, and you know, they're very, very happy with her, and that's a real plus, because she was so impressive at Epsom. Many of the opponents that took her on that day try and do battle again, but if that same filly turns up, and if what the spouting about her is, she will, she might even be even more impressive. I think the horse that finished second to her, again carrying the colours of Sheikh Hamdan, could well be a bit of value.
Tarfasha 7-1. Yeah, Tarfasha 7-1. I'll go through a betting. Tegruda 8-13 is the market leader. Marvellous, Tapestry, and Tarfasha all 7-1 second favourites. 8-1 for Volume, 9-1 for Bracelet, 14s for Lustrous, and then 16-1 and bigger prices the rest.
Yeah, again, even the strong hand of Aidan O'Brien doesn't really feature in this race, I don't think. I think Marvellous finished 6th at Epsom, possibly underachieved on that day. There might be a bit more to come, but I think the price tells its own story regarding the favourite.
Yeah, and it would be a little bit of history as well, I suppose. The daughter of See the Star, she's won 3 races, having only had 3 races. She'd follow in the footsteps of Ouija Board, Alexandrova, Sariska and Snow Fairy if she won both of them, which is good company to hold.
I was going to say, that's elusive company to be keeping in, isn't it? And certainly tells you what a quality filly she is.
We've also got some news regarding horses a bit further in the future. Kingston Hill, second in the Derby, running fourth in the Eclipse last time we saw him. The aim with him is to send him to York next, either in the Voltiger, or if the ground comes up soft, the International.
Yeah, again, I was slightly disappointed with him, to be honest, in the Eclipse. You know,
ground wasn't soft enough for him.
More than likely wasn't soft enough, and that seems to be very much the key to him. He has to have a little bit of cut in the ground. Anything can happen between now and the middle of August for the Ebor meeting. But again, that track will suit him, long, straight and everything else like that. Nice, easy curves for him. Yeah, he's interesting. But as I say, if we can forgive him that disappointment in the Eclipse, then he comes back to the Derby form and he goes there with a big, big chance, doesn't he?
Yeah. If it was yours, Pimmy, would you run him in the Voltiger and keep him against the three-year-olds, or would you take a chance against the older horses again in the International?
Me personally, at this moment in time, would keep him with his own age, simply because, you know, is he a bit later in the season, maybe if you want to take on the older horses again, fair enough. But I think his own age is good. And again, like you say, he took on the older horses the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it didn't quite pan out. So maybe at this moment in time, keep with his own age group might just give him a little bit more of an edge.
Okay, a couple of the other star performers of recent weeks, Soul Power. He's going to go for the Nunthorpe Stakes at York. So yeah, it could turn out to be a good meeting at York.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, well, it is a top meeting, and yeah, lots of the top players are coming. And I think even Wesley Ward, the American trainer's meant to be bringing some over. So that'll be interesting. I was talking to William Darby regarding that a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, that could be good as well. A little bit of an international flavour.
Yes, it's always good to have the international raiders. And just with regards to Slade Power, his next task will be in September's Sprint Cup at Haydock, bidding to do a clean sweep of 6 furlong Group 1s. And then he's going to go off to Australia. So
yeah, so he's applying his trade at the highest level again. And again, I bet it's a while since something's done a clean sweep of those 6 furlongs events in one season.
Yeah.
And then he takes his trip to Flemington, I think it is it?
Yeah.
So again, very lofty expectations for that fella, but what we've seen so far this season, he's rightly deserves them.
He does, yeah. He's right at the top of his game at the moment. Proved himself capable on any ground as well, didn't he, at the July Cup? And
yeah.
He's a real top class sprinter now. Hasn't got better with age?
Oh well, like Mick Norton and John Budden.
Yes. Right. Let's move on. Anyway, let's get on to Thursday's racing. Pimmy's picked out 3 races for us. We're going to look at a couple of them at Hamilton and one at Leicester, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Thursday's racing. We'll go through these in chronological order. So we'll start in the 3:15 at Hamilton Park, and this is a Class 4 handicap over the extended mile and 1 furlong for 3-year-olds and over. 9 of them in the lineup here, so we might even get an each-way shape on the race here, Pimmy. So what do you like in this?
Yeah, very difficult to get much shape each-way chances tomorrow at Hamilton. Not many of the fields reaching the magical 8, but this certainly has the 9 going to it. And JP Shanahan won this race last year with Prince Jock. He's represented this season by Dancing Cosmo, the mount of Graham Lee, and he's slightly disappointed, I thought, last time out here at Hamilton. But prior to that, he'd been very tough and consistent, and again, he's not come here for the good of his health, that is for sure. So certainly he can be respected tomorrow afternoon. I thought Red Charmer, slightly disappointed again last time out when he was beaten a long, long way behind Super 2, but possibly that was too bad to be true, because he was 2-1 favourite on that occasion, and he had been he'd run well previously to that. And then you've got Hardcore Depp, who, to be fair, won very nicely in a 0-70 handicap here last time out. But again, I think the handicap has taken a bit of a dim view of that. Gets his £6 penalty as well. And, you know, he has a little bit more to offer tomorrow. So I'm going to take a punt here with the Boys in Blue.
Okay.
In Almazen. Now, he's only had 3 outings, so he's coming into handicap company for the first time out. He's been supplied with the tongue tie tomorrow, which I think is a positive. I mean, you've got to forgive and forget that last run when he was slow to go at Kempton, over 1.5 miles, and he was beaten a fair old way in the end, but he actually was to the fore for quite a while, and then he just dropped out and weakened steadily, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there might be a bit more to come with him. It's interesting that Kieran rode him last time and he said put the tongue tie on. They don't have too many horses on official rating of 75.
No.
So, you know, there might just be a little bit more to come from this fella. So I'm taking the chance that we haven't seen the best of Almazen yet.
Okay. And given the fact that he weakened late on last time, he drops in trip here, down to 9 furlongs from 12. So
yeah,
that's
a positive
help.
As well.
Yeah. And with a tongue turn, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. And if he's an each-way price, he could be a bit of an each-way punt to nothing. That
he could be, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, what we've seen would make you feel that we should be a bit of value for him. But again, you know, you obviously have to watch the market in the morning if there's any substance in the betting for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Almazen, take a bit of a chance on that one in the 3.15 at Hamilton. To Leicester we go for the 3.55, and this is a Class 4 Fillies handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds, and 7 of them in the lineup here, and I suppose a few people will be attracted towards Perfect Persuasion and Laughter here, Pimmy. Do you see it between the two?
Certainly, I would put those two as the main protagonist in this Phillies handicap, and I think I'm just going to side with Laughter, to be honest. I saw her win at Salisbury last time out. She's a very, very good looking filly. She was a very expensive foal, and she showed a good attitude, I thought, at Salisbury last time out when beating Alizona, and I think there possibly again could be a bit more to come from her. We're a big fan of the Varian Yard, and I mean, she's only going to post for the fourth time, having got that win under her belt, and I think we're all of the opinion that Saints Salisbury form usually travels, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I think there's plenty to like about Laughter there. You could take a chance with Perfect Persuasion, saying she was a bit unlucky last time out behind Maria Bella at Kempton. But again, she's got some nice little bits of form in the book. And, you know, she's there to be a big, big player. And again, the Haggish Yard's in good form at this moment in time. But I think Perfect Persuasion might just have to become the bridesmaid once again.
Okay, so Laughter, the selection then in the 3.55 at Leicester. And back to Hamilton we go for the 4.15. Up and down the country we go on Thursday. Class 4 handicap, this one for 3-year-olds and older, over a mile and 5 furlongs. And 8 of them in the lineup for this one, Pimmy. Which ones are on the shortlist?
Well, I had a look at Emmett's Galloper and saw he had the pieces on for the first time. I thought that might be interesting. But to be perfectly honest, he was very disappointing. Leicester 6 last time out, beaten 15 lengths behind Mount Logan. And he's really got to bounce back from that. Steps up in trip a little bit tomorrow, but again, I'm not so sure regarding his attitude, Emirates Galloper. So I sort of overlooked him, thinking, you know, the boys in blue were coming up here to have a little bit of a clean-up, but I don't think that'll be the case with this fella. So when I looked through the form, it came down to Dark Ruler for me, who's been plying his trade in better company than this, Class 3 and Class 2, the last two outings that we've seen him. And I think he comes here with a big, big chance tomorrow. More than likely going to start favourite, but I feel what we've seen of him of late, and as I say, just taking that little bit of an easing grade, he could be the one they've all got to beat. Omar Ladd and High Office both underachieved last time out. If you can forgive them two, they might be in a position to bounce back. The very capable George Chalner taking £3 off High Office. And the other horse that I thought could be interesting was Piton. He was on a hat-trick last time out. Again, he really bombed out at Chester over a mile and a half. But I think, again, things didn't pan out for him there. And again, you can never rule out Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning in any equation. And again, Piton might be interesting to bounce back. I would say at a biggish price.
Yeah. Okay, then. Drawn 7 as well at Chester, which isn't always the easiest of draws.
No,
is it?
So. No, it isn't. But things just didn't pan out for him that occasion. But, you know, you leave him out the equation at your peril. Mm. I mean, if I was taking a little look at this, I think I'd be going to win with Dark Ruler and a little bit each way on Piton.
Okay. Okay, then. Let's have a quick summary, Pimmy, if you don't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's a trappy little afternoon's racing at Hamilton and at Leicester tomorrow. But in that first race that we've reviewed, we're going to take a chance here with the Godolphin horse, number 7, Almazen. Then down to Leicester for a Phillies handicap. Very interesting contest there with two really nice fillies plying the trade, Perfect Persuasion and Laughter. But I'm going to go for the Salisbury winner, Laughter, as my selection there. And then the 4:15 at Hamilton Park, the Injured Jockeys Fund 50th anniversary handicap. Mm. What a tremendous cause they've been for racing, and good luck to Jack Berry with his project that seems to be coming along nicely, Jack Berry House in Malton. And in that race, I'm going to take a chance with what I presume will be the favourite, Dark Ruler, but a little bit of value could well be number 7, Piton.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Enjoy it on Thursday.
Will indeed.
So there you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:55 PM with Mick Norton, Rory Delaghi and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's Brighton, Hamilton and Leicester on Thursday afternoon, Doncaster and Epsom in the evening, and there's also an Irish meeting on Thursday evening as well from Leopardstown. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.